Hello, handsome. I've been thinking about you. Thinking about all the fantastically filthy, decadently dirty, and playfully pleasurable things we do to each other. Those moments between the kisses, cuddles, and caresses, where we submit to our primal bestial urges, where we transform into two beast creatures. Licking, sucking, nibbling, biting, spanking, and scratching, throwing our bodies viscerally and violently together in irrational, uninhibited lust. Like the time I waited in the kitchen for you, leaning over a mixing bowl, wearing nothing but an apron, teasing you with my oh-so-delectable derriere, suggestively and invitingly positioned, just begging for you to take me there and then. Oh, which you did. I still remember those involuntary moans of pleasure I gave as you pushed me firmly down against the countertop and thrust yourself into me, roughly and possessively in unbridled desire, using me the way I love to be used by you and only you. As your own personal fucktoy, your dirty little slut, a hedonistic, horny homemaker dutiful to all of my man's needs. And I know you enjoy those cookies I made. Oh, I enjoyed the time I tied you to our beds, blindfolded, as I took my pleasure from you. First by strutting your face and demanding you to fuck me with that talented mouth of yours. Giving me wave after wave of mind-blowing orgasms that your lips and tongue are so adept at giving me. Before lowering myself onto your heart-throbbing cock and riding you, bucking and rolling fervently faster and faster, harder and deeper, until we were both fully spent, satiated, satisfied. All those times I want nothing more than your heart-throbbing cock in my lascivious mouth when I kneel before you, frantically tearing at your trousers and your tip onto my lips before working my mouth down the full length of your cock. The sudden tensing of your body as you shudder and gasp with pleasure when I look angrily at you while slicking the length of your shaft from tip to taint and back again. Oh, I love to tease and toy with your balls with both my hands and my mouth, and I love the way you moan, writhe, and squirm with pleasure as I fuck your cock with my mouth, greedily and desperately gobbling every inch of it, relishing every drop of hot, sticky cum I milk from you. The times when I demand your face buried between my thighs, with your tongue buried in my aching, needy, wet cunt, probing deeply. Eliciting wonderful rites and wriggles of my body as you greedily gorge every drop of my sweetness whilst licking, sucking, and circling my clit, always knowing just how to bring me wave after wave of intense pleasure. Your grunts, moans, groans, growls, and screams that make the hair rise on the back of my neck and echo my own proclamations of pleasure. And those also delicious times you have to treat me roughly, making sure my hair is pulled, ass spanked, and every one of my holes is filled and pounded in salacious savagery. The way you call me your fuck slut, your dirty little cock whore, your good girl, your bad girl, your pet, your toy, your property. Even though you know I own you in exactly the same way. All those little surprises we bring to keep things interesting, be it your reaction to my body in sheer lingerie, costumes, the inventive role play, rope play, experimenting with our senses of taste, touch, sight, smell, and sound, elements of pleasure, elements of pain, of restriction and freedom. Dominance and submission. Oh, the possibilities are born only by your filthy and hedonistic imaginations. So, baby, it shouldn't really surprise you that I've been thinking about you. Thinking the naughtiest and filthiest, dirtiest and downright depraved things about you. And I can't wait to discover what new perverted pleasure we will explore when I next see you. I can't wait.